This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast, good to be with you on a Friday. Hope you got a lot of basketball watching in your future. Games get going at 11:15. You can hear every game. I think I heard a promo. You can hear every game on the Odyssey app. It's pretty badass. And we're playing a lot of the games at nighttime here. You can hear a bunch of the games on our sister station, 650. So we've got you covered here for the NCAA basketball tournament. Quoting a great franchise builder, a great roster constructor, quote, "Make no mistake, I'm not afraid to put this guy in the big leagues," end quote. Who is that person? Who is it that I just quoted right there?
You just quoted Dana Brown.
I did. You're right. I quoted Dana Brown, Astros GM. I'm the one messing. It's my microphone set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was hitting the wrong button.
I got nervous because you were asking me a question that typically I ask you questions. I'm the one that gets names screwed up for no good reason at all.
I knew you'd get this one right, though.
Yeah, and then it looked like you might be having a stroke because I couldn't hear what you were saying.
That's
okay,
good.
Okay. Yeah. So it was Dana Brown.
Dana Brown.
Who I know, Sean, is the general manager of the Houston Astros.
You know,
okay?
Yeah.
Not to flex on all my vast sports knowledge or anything, but Dana Brown, he ain't scurred. He ain't yellow, okay?
No.
He ain't yellow.
We'll find out.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's just all hat, no cattle when he talks about how he ain't scurred.
Yes, yes.
And where are we on our Are You Yellow segment? Our listeners have been demanding that.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing with the Are You Yellow segment. It feels like, whereas with the bad takes, you know there's going to be those every week.
Yeah.
With Acknowledge Me, you know you're going to get performances you can highlight there. Are You Yellow? Do we get enough yellow people in a given time to where we know we've got enough for a segment every week?
No, because all it has to be is, it's not about making fun of people or anything. It's about us demanding what we want.
Yeah.
So it could be 5 minutes where it's something that we want. We want to see Cam Smith on the opening day roster.
Gotcha.
Hey, what's the matter, Dana Brown?
Okay.
Are you yellow?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So now
stuff like that.
I've actually bookmarked a few instances on YouTube where I've got people saying in movies and TV shows, "Are you yellow?" Some version
All right,
of
good.
That. Okay.
So now here's the thing. I don't think Dana Brown is yellow.
I don't think he is either.
And there's a part of me too where I feel like, all right, look, if Dana Brown doesn't want to bring him up, then I trust Dana Brown might be the GM in baseball most where you wouldn't call him yellow and that he's scared of bringing up a guy. He'll do it very quickly. He's not afraid to advance guys through. So I think we're at the point where I do trust Dana Brown to use his discretion about whether he thinks it's a good idea or not to bring up Cam Smith. I'll still be upset about it's still also ultimately Dana Brown who's responsible for having three gigantic question marks in your outfield right this moment.
Yes.
You've got a rookie, a 35-year-old rookie in left field. You've got a vast minus
defensively
at the
rookie,
plate,
yes, for sure,
in center field.
Yep.
And then potentially a very promising rookie in right field, but because Chaz McCormick just has not been anything fun to watch over the last year.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll see what happens, man. We'll know within the next few days what the future holds for Cam Smith. You know what? Screw it. I'm hoping they put him on the big league roster. Developmental issues or service time issues where they don't get the extra. I'm here for excitement in April and Cam Smith. A Cam Smith at-bat would be second only to a Yordan Alvarez at-bat in terms of the must-see at-bats in this lineup, at least early on.
Right. I think in terms of just sheer novelty, opening day is going to be a whole lot of fun because you're going to see Altuve in left field, most likely. I mean, Espada said he's going to spend most of his time in left field. I don't know if maybe early in the season they start him at second base just to keep him comfortable. I don't know.
I think it's a lock.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be a defensive specialist in left field who comes in like Jake Mariznick at the end of games. You've got that. You've got potentially Cam Smith playing. You've got the new additions from the trade in Paredes and Wisniewski. And I mean, you've got Walker at first base. Walker looks like he's going to be healthy and good to go.
Yep.
There's a lot of fresh and new things to get excited about and or nervous about.
Yeah.
Cam Smith, though, if Cam Smith making errors in right field, you think, okay, he's 22 years old. He's a rookie. It's a new position change to him. The Jose Altuve errors in left field is the one where it's just not as simple or as easy for me to think, like, well, that's simple and he'll get that figured out, just because it's one of those things that you can make a case for it being simple, and yet it's also something that very rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you really genuinely don't know if it's simple or not.
Yep.
Intellectually, it seems like it should be simple, but the life is rife with things that you expect to be simple, and then all of a sudden your kids are 3, 5, and 7 years old and you hate life.
Yeah. Yes.
What could be so hard about parenting? You spend your whole young adulthood being like, I don't know why these parents whine and complain so much.
Yeah.
Seems pretty simple to me. All you got to do is give them some discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not simple at all.
Fast forward 10 years later, you're just thinking about buying a one-way ticket to Mexico City.
Both of my sons listen. He's not talking about you guys, just so you know, all right?
Not publicly.
Not publicly. So Framber Valdez is going to start opening day. 4 straight years he started opening day. Should we be nervous about the Astros pitching? I know it's not the level that it was when it was at its peak, when you had Verlander and Cole and Greinke and Keuchel when he was good, and then Fromber and Verlander, and then McCullers was mixed in there, and so on, and Javier when he was doing his thing and all that. Should we be nervous about this? And here's why I ask. The Athletic did a poll of 20 different talent evaluators, scouts, people in that realm, people involved in player development, and they did it empirically where they asked them to give scores to several dozen starting pitchers around baseball,
yeah.
And they put them into tiers. Tier 1, the inner circle, the unanimous number one starters. Tier 2, aces, scores between 90 and 99.5. Tier 3, doorstep knockers, guys who might be aces one day. So I get to there, and I'm feeling like, okay, well, I'm scrolling on this article. I'm like, all right, well, we should be to Framber Valdez at least by now, if not Framber and Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
Framber Valdez is a tier 4 in this article, a number 2 and number 3 starter. Hunter Brown is a number 4 and number 5 in tier 5. You believe that?
Wait a minute. No, I don't. No, that's weird about Framber. What do they call him?
He is a tier 4 starter. Those with lower ceilings but elevated floors. It should be noted these guys are still awesome at baseball. But they're basically saying that they're not aces. They're number 2 or number 3 starters. Framber Valdez has more wins than anybody in the American League over the last 4 years.
I don't understand that.
These are bad talent evaluators, Seth.
I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Yep.
This feels a little to me like that time. Remember in 2015 when the Astros started? No, 2017. Was it the year they started hitting all the home runs was 2000?
Oh, that was even, well, that might have been 14.
17 was when they became polished.
Yeah.
Because there was a scout that was interviewed towards the end of the season,
yeah,
where he said, the Astros, they strike out too much. And the person doing the interview of this anonymous scout said, actually, they're the best in they have the lowest amount of strikeouts in the league.
Yeah.
And the scout said, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Framber Valdez is a tier 4 starter.
Here's what they say. Valdez just does his thing. You like grounders? This is the guy for you. He puts the ball on the ground and puts the ball on the ground and puts the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Since he joined the Astros rotation in 2020, he's put up a 3.12 ERA and received Cy Young votes in 4 separate seasons. Can he maintain this into his mid-30s, one scout asked. If history is any guide, some team besides the Astros will pay to find out the answer. That does not feel like you're describing somebody who should be a tier four in this exercise.
No, and I think also in describing his career ERA, it's interesting to me that they use his career ERA, in which the last several years of his career have been markedly different than the first part of his career.
Yeah.
Like when he figured out the psychological side of things, he became a much different pitcher. Yeah. But his consistency has been his calling card really since then. When you start talking to scouts, it's funny though, because I think a lot of them have photographic memories and they remember the way they evaluated Framber Valdez, yeah, and what he was like as a young player. And I feel like we still feel that in the fan base to a certain degree. I think that sometimes people, myself included at times, psychologically, you almost don't acknowledge how consistent he's been because the first impression was so inconsistent.
Yeah.
So, no, those guys can all go die. Those guys should all be fired immediately for disrespect to Framber Valdez.
I feel more disrespect in Framber being in Tier 4 than I do Hunter Brown in Tier 5.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Because Hunter Brown, look,
half a good season.
Right, he's had great a very season, very promising ever, yeah, since he started throwing a sinker and made another couple tweaks. I get that, yep, and I understand looking at the sum total of that. He's still a young pitcher. It was like, you know, Javier had the year where he was one of the best starting pitchers in the league, but when it came time for him to be a full-time starting pitcher, it's a whole different challenge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that. I don't. That seems like extreme disrespect to Framber Valdez.
I couldn't believe it. I was taken aback scrolling because they start at Tier 5 in the article and count upwards. I was taken aback that I found Hunter Brown in that article so early, right?
Yeah.
I was shocked when Framber popped up in Tier 4. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. All right, Take a Mania. We do it every Friday at 9 o'clock. The worst takes that we've heard or read this week. Still trying to take down the champ. Angelo Cataldi is on a run here. He is still, for 6 weeks now, with his take on Andy Reid, the longtime Philadelphia radio host, been the champion. Has anybody said anything stupid enough to take down the stupidity of Angelo Cataldi? We will discuss and find out coming up next.